Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who gives us new life, and He's doing a new thing for us.
Get always doing it. God is doing a new thing. Get always doing it. God is doing a new thing. You know He's doing it. Who's doing it? God is doing a new thing. You know He's doing it. Yo, who's doing it? God is doing a new thing. My God is doing a brand new thing. Well, since time began, He remains the same. Faithful, I ran into His word and silent. A cornerstone unstirred. I look down through the ages and you will find God doesn't change, but He knows the time. From harp, piano, to song, to rap, you know God's with us, so we cannot lack us. So God is doing a new thing in our lives. So we're doing a new thing through Jesus Christ. Doing a new thing through our music. We're doing a new thing so He can use it. God's using this music and we're coming strong. Michael Clancy's y'all singing this song to make you think twice about the way that you live and that you know Christ is the one who will give peace in your heart, a new start. Call on the Lord and He'll do His part. A brand new thing to your raggedy walk. He might just match it up to that big old talk. God is doing a new thing in our lives, so we're doing a new thing through Jesus Christ. God's doing a new thing through our music. We're doing a new thing so He can use it. Oh yeah. Hit me. You know He's doing it. Who's doing it? God is doing a new thing.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, July 24th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, what if rape was legal? I've got the audio, plus spiritual enlightenment through shit smearing, eating dead squirrels in front of vegans, and if a strange liquid leaks from your testicles, seek immediate medical attention.
What? I don't know. What is it? I don't know how to.
This is the biggest watermelon I think I ever seen.
Please, no confessions involving children.
I drink semen.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
That's right. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Have a great one for you today. I ran across a pro-vegan short film that is so stupid and distorted view-worthy, I've got to share it with you. It's pretty fucked up, actually. Now, you wouldn't know it's a pro-vegan propaganda flick unless you really look hard, because again, the film is Norman, it's really just two guys talking at a table, but the description, I don't want to give away anything. Let me just start playing this. We open up with a guy sitting at a kitchen table late at night. He's on his computer. His roommate comes home after a night of partying with his friend, right? So here, Norman's just sort of chilling with his headphones on. His roommate comes home.
Dude, what are you talking about? I swear to God, man, if I didn't throw it in the fucking trash, people would have thought I was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Having a talking cup as a friend wouldn't be such a bad idea. You want a beer?
Yeah, sure.
Now, the friend notices this guy sitting down at the table and says hello to him.
What's up, man?
The kid at the table ignores him. Snooty. So the friend walks over and opens up his earphones, lifts them up, and speaks to him.
Yo.
How's your night, Hunter?
It's fucking awesome. Should have come out with us, man.
I haven't had a girl like that in a long time.
Oh, man, yours was so fucking hot.
What'd you have again?
Asian booty. Always the same thing, always.
Because that shit's the best.
Sorry, man, you probably don't want to hear this, too.
No, guys, it's fine.
Yeah, the guy who stayed at home doesn't like this.
He's a consensual.
Because he's a what?
Hey, you know how you can tell if someone's a consensual? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
This is your first clue that the movie takes a pro-vegan stance. How do you know if someone's a vegan? They will tell you. Except in this movie, in this world, people who are into consensual sex will tell you, I guess.
I heard that one before.
I raped her until she couldn't scream anymore.
Have you heard that one? Yeah, in the world of Norm, rape is legal. Get it? Because obviously, rape is barbaric and should be illegal, but it's not. Just like here in the real world, eating animals should be outlawed because that's barbaric. Oh, you guys, this movie is so deep. I think a 14-year-old must have written it. By the way, I would have prefaced this all with a trigger warning for rape survivors, but this is just so stupid. Even victims of sexual assault are probably giggling at the retardation going on here.
I raped her until she couldn't scream anymore.
Cool.
Wife material.
I raped her until she lost her voice.
Hey, Hunter.
Hunter's a dick, but also an alpha male.
It's enough.
I respect him.
Think you're so much better than us, man. Fucking hippie.
Sorry, he's had a little bit too much to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for a roommate heart-to-heart.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
How do you have sex without raping?
Why are you consensual?
You really want to talk about this now, Norm?
Oh, so Norm is the rapist roommate, not the...
Yeah, I do.
The non-rapist roommate.
Because I like women.
Fucking hippies.
I like women too.
No, you like raping women. There's a difference.
Tomato, tomato. How are you going to respond to that one, Norman?
No, I like having sex with women. Well, what, you don't like sex?
I like sex. It's just the rape part about it I don't like.
People fuck, Ben. It's part of life and it feels good.
This guy is making a lot of sense. I know the point of the film is to get me to stop eating meat, but I think he's persuaded me to become a rapist.
I don't want to go out and have consensual sex every night. That sounds miserable.
See, I don't get that either. I don't understand why everyone makes it seem like having consensual sex is such a chore.
Because it is.
You know what? It is a lot of extra work. Rape is kind of like a sexual shortcut. Why have I never thought of this before? Tonight, I'm gonna cook me the bloodiest fucking steak and then go out and rape a bitch. Perfect.
Every
evening.
Time you come out with us, you always talk about how you're consensual and shit, and it makes things awkward.
No,
it's
I don't.
A real downer.
Why don't you guys try to come out with me next time?
I've been to some of those places that you go
those
to.
Those are nice places.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Like that one time that you took us to
the date cafe?
The fucking date cafe, yeah. Like, what the fuck was that?
It's speed dating. It's fun. They set it up so you can, like, drink and have coffee with different women. And if one of them ends up liking you, she puts a sugar cube in your cup.
Gay.
And the only way she can get a cube is if Gay. You introduce Ben, something secretive about
Ben,
herself.
That is so fucking stupid.
Again, why am I agreeing with the rapist?
That's not how you're supposed to enjoy women.
And how are you supposed to enjoy women?
Bloody.
What? Oh, yeah, because of the vegan thing. Okay. But still, if you didn't know, this was really an allegory. Allegory! Big word! Not entirely sure I'm using it right, but you gotta give me points for trying. It's an allegory for veganism here, right? Still, that's pretty dark. How do you enjoy women, bloody?
Well,
that is what you get when you rape.
Dude, would you stop calling it rape?
It's rape, Norm. I don't know what else to call
it. No, it's not. Not when it's for pleasure. I simply do it for pleasure.
Okay, so when is rape rape?
When it's done with evil intent. Look, this is just how life works, okay? It's how nature goes. It's been going on for tens of thousands of years.
It's the circle of life, or in this case, the circle of rape.
You can't deny what the body needs.
Are you coming on to me?
Right? I mean, we...
Because yes, of course. We'll have sex with you.
We gotta be healthy.
I'm healthy. I am.
Then where do you get your endorphins from?
Well, you can get endorphins from consensual sex too, Norm.
Sure. But not like you can a bloody chick.
Really doubling down on this whole bloody chick thing, huh? They continue to talk about these places, and you're supposed to think they're bars that they're talking about. Like, that's where you go to meet women, bars. But really, they're talking about, like, animal slaughterhouses, right?
I mean, I support them having a happy and healthy lifestyle just like you do.
But that's not what they get when you go to these places to rape women.
Not all of those places that you talk about are terrible places. Some of those places that they go to, they're treated really nice. I mean, they give them...
They're free-range rape farms. They live such happy lives.
Two, they're treated really nice. Yeah. I mean, they give them beds to sleep in. They all become friends and paint each other's toenails. They even give them names.
How nice. How special. And how do you know that the women that you raped tonight came from one of those places that you're talking about? Those nice places.
Well, because they have names. Or maybe he checked their packaging. So then the hippie-ass roommate shows him a video.
This. Okay.
Women being slaughtered or raped or something.
This is what they do to women before they get raped at one of those places that you're talking about.
I don't want to see that shit. Okay, of course those videos are tough to watch.
They're getting a little more blatant with their hidden vegan agenda here.
Okay, I've got a question for you. If rape is so bad and if it's so wrong, then why isn't it illegal?
I don't know. I guess people love bloody sex too much to care.
You get the idea. Meat is murder. Rape is bloody sex. Again, the movie is Norm. I'll put a link on the show notes today in case you want to watch the whole thing. I have no idea why you would want to do that. Moving on now. Have you guys seen the video of a gaggle of girls beating up on a mentally challenged woman? The audio's not too great. There's the first hit. Yeah, that's the retarded girl screaming, obviously. I don't even know if she can form words. I don't know if she can actually talk. But they just really beat the fuck out of her. Bitch. So yeah, about four women just gathered around this unsavory and just kept popping her in the mouth. She went down rather easily. The poor handicapped girl couldn't even defend herself. She wasn't even really trying. I mean, she kind of like waved her arms around thinking that was considered a punch, but that didn't do anything. Anyway, so I don't know if these women knew that the girl was retarded, but the internet was not happy with them, tracked them down, kind of made their lives miserable. Boo-hoo, right? Here is a response from one of the girls who did a lot of the punching.
Everybody, we are so sorry. We really sorry. I'm still on 95th and Eggleston, ma. I'm still on 95th and Eggleston, ma.
I think she's on the phone with her mother.
95th and Eggleston. Everybody, we sorry. Please, just leave us alone.
Oh, now you want to be left alone.
Please, just leave us alone.
I'm sorry.
Everyone's crying.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, they're not sorry they beat up a retarded girl. They're sorry they got caught and people online didn't find their antics funny. You know, they probably posted the video themselves. We kicked this bitch's ass! As Zelly24 put it in the comments, hell no, bitch. That disabled girl wanted to be left alone and your sorry asses didn't listen. Fuck you, you dirty bitch. Speaking of dirty bitches, I'd like to introduce you to another one today. This is a man named Atlas Talisman. I'm sure that's his God-given name. He's 37 years old. He calls himself a spiritual healer or motivational speaker or coach or something. I don't know. He believes, among other things, that men's anuses... I'm interested. Men's anuses have fallen under societal shame in the present day because of homophobic and germophobic values. First of all, everyone has a butthole, so I don't know what homophobia has to do with it. And two, the stuff that comes out of the butthole, full of germs or bacteria or whatever. All right, so here is Atlas Talisman. He appears to be covered in shit. He's got some on his forehead and under his cheeks. He is urging us all to respect the rectum.
I think there's a lot of womb witches who are doing important work with really reconnecting with the blood.
Okay, I don't know exactly what he's talking about here. He said something about womb witches. I think he means women, which is a great insult next time your wife pisses you off. You're an evil womb witch! What I think he's referring to, though, is like women who play with their menstrual blood or like, you know, utilize that, consider the menstrual blood to be sacred.
Work with really reconnecting with the blood. And myself as a male identifying masculine really feel that there's a lot of ungendered work to be done
So he's jealous, basically. He's like, I'm a man. I don't have menstrual blood to smear on my face. The only thing that I can produce is shit.
Around the area of our rectums, especially connecting in with the root chakra. And, you know, I wanted to hold solidarity with my sisters by actually getting shit-faced with full pride, you know, respect the rectum.
This guy cannot be real. This is a parody, right?
And I think it's one of these really unifying things. You know, when we can actually reconnect with our own bodies and not feel shamed about our poo, you know, being poo.
You don't have to be ashamed of your poo, but you don't have to smear it on your face.
Positive, or as I like to say, poositive, then we can actually finally start so getting clever. Over the separation from our own earth, our own mud, and therefore the earth of Mother Nature. So for all of those who want to have solidarity, protect the rectum and be positive, you know, I encourage you to get shit-faced with me and maybe celebrate creatively. So I've also created what I call fecal fractals.
Oh, my God.
So it's just...
He's done some shit artwork here.
Amazing, the microcosm.
If you want to see this, I'll screen cap and make it today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com.
And macrocosm that we can find. And for me, just looking at this, I'm
Sir, your art
seeing
is crap.
Universes. And I'm seeing the way that the little is connected to the whole.
So, whole. Oh.
Stay human. And love your bums, and we all have them. So
everybody poops. We learn that as children, right?
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Because that's where my precious poop comes from. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Help support this stupidity. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows. Yesterday, we did a Sideshow exclusive program, and we did a short Sextastic Tuesday featuring Monster Garfield raping John Arbuckle.
Where is my fucking lasagna? I want it now, John! Now!
Obviously inspired by that subreddit, I'm Sorry, John, where they envision Garfield as some sort of, like, horrific, evil creature, hell-bent on torturing poor John. Garfield, it's not ready yet.
I require a snack, John. I hunger.
It's the end of the week, and I haven't been able to go to the grocery store, so there's no snacks in the house right now, Garfield.
Oh, but John, there is one snack you have forgotten.
I don't know. What is it, Garfield?
It's you, John. Come here and spread your cheeks for Papa Garfield.
All right. Just a little taste of yesterday's Sideshow exclusive Sextastic Tuesday. If you want to hear it and grab tomorrow's Sideshow exclusive program as well, go to superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. All right. Three very quick stories now. First up, a few years ago on the podcast, we featured a Utard who was a huge proponent of eating rancid meat. He called it high meat. But what it is it's just rotten meat that has been sitting out for a year. He really is an anti-vegan. He will eat any fucking meat that is put in front of his face.
Hi, guys. My high meat is 1 year old now. So I'm gonna eat it all at once.
1 year old meat. It's in a jar. It has turned white.
For you guys.
And slimy.
Whatever I have left here. It's the oldest meat I've ever seen. Smells like acidic mushrooms. I'm gonna eat it all at once. There's too much.
Yeah.
I can't even get it all in.
Spicy. A little strong. You can't chew it. Your body's rejecting it.
Well, very strong.
Yeah. Oh, his, like, lips are coated white.
Not bad.
What meat was this originally? That's my question.
Very strong.
Oh, he has to put the jar down.
Yeah. That really goes in your throat. Big time.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. like eating chili. Fucking hell. Fuck.
I don't think it's like eating chili at all.
Wow.
You're not doing a very good job convincing us that it tastes good. So that guy we have featured on the show. Actually, we've featured him a few times because he would go to vegan events and protests and stuff and just eat raw meat in front of the vegans. He's kind of gross, kind of an asshole, and he's kind of my hero. Anyway, this idiot is back in the news. Two men who ate dead squirrels outside of a vegan food stall in protest against veganism have been convicted of public order offenses and fined. Oh boy. Dionysi Klebnikov, okay, 22. I pronounced that better than I thought I would. And Gattis Lagsden, 29, bit into the furry animal. Like, they weren't even cooked. They were raw, dead, furry squirrels. Still have the little pelt on them. They bit into the furry animals at the Soho Vegan Market in Rupert Street, London, on March 30th. The pair denied using disorderly behavior likely to cause harassment, alarm, or distress at a trial at City of London Magistrates Court in June. They were found guilty on Monday. Natalie Klines from the CPS said, Dionysi Klobanokovic, whatever, Klobanokov. I pronounced it so well the first time, and Gattis Lagsden claimed they were against veganism and were simply raising awareness about the dangers of not eating meat when they publicly consume the raw squirrels. By choosing to do this outside at a vegan food stall and continuing with their disgusting and unnecessary behavior despite requests to stop, including from a parent whose child was upset by their actions, the poor squirrel, the prosecution was able to demonstrate that they had planned and intended to cause distress to the public. Just go on this guy's YouTube channel. All the evidence you need, exhibits A through Z. Their premeditated actions caused significant distress to members of the public, including young children. Klebnikov of Westminster was also fined £200. Lagsden's of Ealing, an anti-vegan protester who has posted videos of similar stunts on YouTube, there it is, was fined £400. That's about $500. He did not attend the hearing, though. A statement from Soho Vegan Market said Soho Vegan Market was created so people, both vegan and otherwise, could try delicious and different plant-based food. Not squirrels! Our vegan rubs and sauces are not meant for barbecue squirrel. All right, we do not condone the actions of known anti-vegan YouTuber, whatever his name is. That's his YouTube name, SV3RIGE. We're disappointed that it disrupted the vibrant and diverse weekly event. It's not that diverse. You don't want chipmunk eaters there. And we're glad to see those involved who have been charged for their actions. So there you go. Utard in the news. Very interesting. Second story we have for you today. Speaking of dumb YouTubers, a man has died after reportedly filming himself swallowing poisonous centipedes and geckos alive. I hope it was worth it. I hope you got a lot of people to smash that like button. The Chinese vlogger, named only by his surname Sun, live-streamed himself carrying out the stomach-churning challenge, which he had hoped would gain him more followers online. The 35-year-old is said to have been found lifeless by his girlfriend when she went to check on him at his flat in the eastern city of Hefei or something. He was later pronounced dead. Sun had also been filming himself drinking large amounts of alcohol as well as eating mealworms for the platform Douyu, where he had 15,000 followers. I think that's the saddest thing about YouTube culture. You know, there was a poll done. And they asked elementary school kids what they wanted to be when they grew up. What would their dream job be? And more people than ever said they wanted to be a YouTuber. That was the number one career choice. They want to be a popular YouTuber, even that ranked higher than astronaut. Now, as an adult, I see what an awful career choice being an astronaut is. I mean, you got to go through all that training. It's grueling. I don't know what the pay is like, but it's very dangerous. It just seems more trouble than it's worth. Set me up with a nice middle management job, something cushy with a good 401k. That's my dream job, right? But kids should be like, space, I want to go on a rocket ship. Like, that's what kids should love. Not getting in front of a stupid camera and eating mealworms. I guess I'm sort of in that same realm of what kids want to be doing, right? Be on YouTube, creating content for a living. But I'm actually kind of trying to do something. I'm not just getting on camera and eating weird shit. That takes absolutely no creativity and no skill. I'd be embarrassed if I was one of those YouTubers. I know they're not embarrassed because they're getting the big fucking YouTube checks. They don't give a shit. Like, I just made $1 million on YouTube this year for eating worms. Meanwhile, I'm doing this stupid podcast, scraping by, begging you guys to sign up for the sideshow. All right, Sun collapsed while the stream was still being broadcast. Not a good sign. And police later found his camera was still running. That stream was still going. He's still acquiring new subscribers when his body was found. His last live stream session was last Thursday at 7:53 p.m. Police have ruled out foul play, but are investigating the cause of death. His videos have been removed from the service. This follows after the death of another YouTuber. A father died in absolute agony after eating a gecko as a dare. David Dowell, 34, contracted a salmonella infection after downing the lizard as part of a bet. Within days of eating the reptile, he was vomiting green bile. The question is, did he film a YouTube video of that? I'm getting so much great content out of this gecko eating thing. Check it out. It's all green. Oh, it's so thick. Oh, yeah. If you like this, make sure to subscribe. Hit that notification bell. So you get more great videos every week. In addition to vomiting the green bile, his testicles had swollen to the size of grapefruits with a strange liquid leaking from them. The dad of three's stomach became badly bloated before he finally died this past December. So rest in peace, and also gross. Final story we have for you today. This is a warning to any of my trans listeners. Tim Hansen's Tranny Adventure. That was one of the first songs that was ever written about me or Distorted View. It shows you how long ago it was. It was back when the term tranny was acceptable. I mean, I still say it, but I'm grandfathered in. Tranny Adventure. Well, if you're going on your own trans adventure and you're trying to get yourself a dick, be careful. A trans man who had sorry. Had to get it out. I don't know what's wrong with me there. I'm not gagging and vomiting because of any trans talk. It's just my throat is dry. I need a drink. All right, a trans man who had a penis crafted by using skin from his forearm developed kidney stone-like growths inside his urethra. The tiny stones blocked the 22-year-old Portuguese man from going to the toilet properly. It's gotta be really annoying. Finally, you get yourself a penis. You feel like you are who you're supposed to be. You can stand up to piss, and now you've got massive blockage. Doctors had no idea how to treat the rare condition, so they were forced to improvise, and they successfully dissolved them using a laser. He shot a laser beam right into his dick hole. Ah! Ah, son of a bitch, that hurts! Oh, it's not those kind of laser beams. Not sci-fi gun laser beams.
Space age guns, space age funds, laser beams, pew, 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 pew.
That was my laser beam song. It was a work in progress. Using flesh from the forearms to construct a penis for trans men is the gold standard. What a weird way of saying that. But very often causes complications, according to medics in a case report. I've never seen a trans penis before, I don't think. I've seen that porn star Buck Angel, who is like a man but has a pussy. But I've never seen what a penis fashioned from a forearm looks like. I gotta be honest with you, I don't think I actually want to see a trans penis. I know what you're saying, right? You haven't lived till you've seen a trans penis. But I'm just too worried, like, the trans penis is gonna look better than my own dick. Longer, girthier, not all gnarled and chewed up looking. Why has God forsaken me? All right. The incident was revealed in a medical journal by doctors from a university hospital in Portugal. The man, who had transitioned from female to male in 2014, was diagnosed with urethral lithiasis, I don't know, which is a form of salt-like stones in the penis urine tube. I don't think that's a real medical term. I don't know, I think he's got salt in his penis tube. It is similar to kidney stones, which affects more than 1 in 10 people. However, doctors said it was rare to see the condition after sex change surgery. Now you know what it's like to be a man. The urethra had become narrowed and small hairs. Ooh, on the inside may have encouraged the condition to develop. He had ingrown penis tube hair. Doctors crumbled the stones by using a laser powered by the element holmium, which that's not even a real element, is it? Holmium? I've never heard of that before. Which is used to shrink enlarged prostates. The report said, despite the high rates of recurrence in the literature, we have now followed up for 40 months now without complications. This may indicate that the laser holmium is an effective tool in the treatment of urologic complications, namely in the treatment of neo-urethral lithiasis or whatever. Photos released in the journal show the buildup of hundreds of small white stones. I see the picture here. It's just gross. Nothing good. You don't see like a cock head or balls or anything. It's like an x-ray. The journal said about 80% of patients getting a penis crafted from skin from the forearm suffer complications. So, you know, be careful out there, trans freaks. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks, and there are many ways to contact the show, show@distortedview.com. You can always call into the voicemail line. We'll be playing a few of those in just a second. 206-666-4463. I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, and youtube.com/distortedviewshow. All right, let's check in with a patron. You can always, pledge a few bucks over there, patreon.com/distortedview. When you do, you get access to a special voicemail line. I'll play your calls first. You all know this, right?
Hello, Hansanovich. Vladimir Putin here. Rapid fire Vladimir. First off, the butt out anus deer. You play the advertisement. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, it's a tool for hunters, and it is basically just a long. It's a tube, like a penis tube, with like a spiral around it, and you jam it in the deer's asshole, and you basically pull out its intestines.
When you gut a deer or any animal, you do not want to rupture intestines. This can be very messy. You want to create. You want to remove. You were trying to cut around the anus, and then you remove entire intestinal tract all the way up to throat. You reach up in body, you make a strip. Very careful not to cut into stomach, not to cut into all of these things. When you rupture them, very disgusting, very stinky. But you can keep this whole thing together. You take that little the butt out thing. You go right around the anus. It cuts out the anus tissue, and it keeps the intestine intact. You reach up inside cavity, you grab throat, you grab esophagus, you cut there, you flop all guts out.
Do you have a promo code we could use to order the butt out tool? Because it sounds like you're on their fucking payroll.
To flop guts out, and then you can take deer with you and do what you will with it. The grandpa bear saying, she does not say, because I'm so horny. She says, because I'm so hot. So every time you say it, you say, Because I'm so horny. You're wrong. Say it next time.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Vladimir Putin, for all of the corrections and information. You're the new Haley's Comet.
Tim, it's the blind monkey here from Missouri. It's May 22nd. I had a call a month ahead of time.
Uh-oh.
My little blind birthday is June 27th.
Well, we missed that.
So I don't know when you'll get this.
Like 2 months behind on these calls.
Even if it's before, please give me a Richard Simmons. And the name is Jay. That's J-A-Y. I hope he has it. I don't know if he will have it. If he doesn't, maybe find the closest one possible. So that would be great if I can hear that.
Well, let's see. Does Richard Simmons have a birthday greeting for Jay? I don't know.
Jay. Happy birthday. Oh, my little sugar to you. I wish I could kiss your capella now.
What? I like the one where he laughs maniacally. Let's see. I think that we have another
Jay.
One.
Jay. It's your birthday.
Just let it go
You're
there.
You're another year older. Another year older.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Hold on. That was a bad idea. Yes, caller, go right ahead.
Oh, hey, Timmy Boo, this is Great Big Pete just calling to say hey.
Hey.
And let you know that I was listening to your episode a while ago about the guy in South Africa pretending to be from corporate office with the good old KFC.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting fact about that is that it didn't actually happen. KFC in South Africa has said, nope, it didn't happen. Fake. Anyways, yeah, all that to say that it's still a funny story, though.
What was that? I don't remember what that was, actually.
You'd be amazed. I mean, I'm sure Brad Carter from the Phone Losers will tell you all about, you know, pretending to be from corporate and how far you can get, and what you can get people to do.
Called from corporate.
And, you know, makes that pretty believable.
Yeah. And people will believe anything.
And also, did you know that on Google Street View, when you look at good old KFC restaurants and their logo, the colonel's face is blurred out. That's because he's a real person, or he was a real person. He died in 1980.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if Google's blurring out his face because they blur out every real person's face. I think it's just that it just detects that it's a face, and it automatically blurs it out. But that's weird to me because it's like a cartoon face. I guess they're just being extra careful over there. Well, also, just great, fascinating information coming in from my callers today. Today I learned Colonel Sanders' face is blurred on Google View. This is information I could not live without. All right, thank you for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail in for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God.
If rape is so bad, if it's so wrong, then why isn't it illegal?
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. I don't even know if you can review us on iTunes anymore. It's like the Apple Podcast app, right? That's what it turned into. Anywhere you can rate and review Distorted View, please do so. If you are Sideshow members, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I wish you could be black for a week. You'd probably kill yourself.
What?
Yeah.
I would not, because I could tell you something. I'd be hip-hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.